Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Join now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Burke Griffin, sports director from WFRB-TV, CBS 5 in Green Bay, joining us. You can find him on Twitter at Burke Griffin. Burke, how you been, my friend?
Good. How about you, big unit?
I am I'm doing well. We're just kind of waiting for something to pop here, whether it's the NBA, Major League Baseball. We already know what the schedule is for the NFL, but we're just kind of holding our breath. I know we've got another NASCAR race coming up tomorrow night, but nevertheless, so give me your thoughts first and foremost when we talk football, because you and I have not talked since the Packers had their draft. Give me your thoughts on what the Packers did in the draft.
You know, at the very end of the Thursday night video, or actually teleconference that they did, which, you know, I mean, people stepping on each other, trying to ask questions. I mean, talk about our business changing. Like, Are we going to sit in the press box together? Are we going to even be allowed in the locker room ever again? You know, this thing is affecting everyone in every which way. I honestly feel, and I know Ryan said no. He said he didn't do it thinking there was, you know, they drafted as planning on football being played in the fall. I think they went about their business thinking there would not be football this year. That is my gut. I feel like they went with a guy and took Jordan Love and moved up because they don't think they're going to play this year. And I know it's people don't like to hear that, whether it's without fans in the stands or at distancing or 25% of the people spaced out and only, you know, 20,000 or 15,000 instead of 80,000 in Lambeau. I thought they looked at it as a quarterback-heavy group, and they really like what they see in Jordan Love, and they decided, you know what, there's not a wide receiver that we're in love with. And they looked at it like, we need to get a guy because Aaron Rodgers, if he doesn't play this year, the following season, he's going to turn 38. And they wanted to look to the future. I really, truly believe that. And when you get a big bruising fullback in the second round, maybe, okay, let's say they start October, and it's even later. Now you're playing games at Lambeau Field in December, January, and February. I mean, could you imagine having like 6 or 7 home games when you look at their schedule in that kind of weather? I mean, it's going to be brutal.
Right.
So I feel in my gut that's what they kind of thought. You know what? We like the guys we have. We like the wide receivers. We're getting Equanimee St. Brown back from injury. Marquez, okay, blip on the radar. Good first half of the season. Terrible second half of the season. You know what you have in Devontae. They really like Alan Lazard, who came on strong. And I just feel that's the way it is.
Does Alan Lazard fill the bill for you?
For me, he does. Big, strong, came on huge at the end of the season. And the number one thing, he earned Aaron Rodgers' trust. And if you don't have his trust, you don't see the field. And he kind of became that number two guy. I really do. I believe he can be that guy.
Does Marquez Valdes-Scantling, do you feel, does he have it in him to be the number? Because I think what you're looking for is if Lazard can become a big slot receiver and Marquez Valdes-Scantling starts catching passes on the outside with the speed that can blow the lid off, and then Devontae, then you've got something. You've morphed into what nobody thought you could be, and that is a very viable downfield passing situation, downfield passing team. So do you think that those two guys can morph into what they need them to be?
I believe they can, and I think that the wild card here really is Devin Funchess. I mean, if he can stay healthy, he's proven to be a very solid receiver. And he's kind of the wild card, too, that people aren't really thinking about, because they didn't make a splash like they did with Za'Darius Smith and Preston the year before in free agency. I mean, Devin is really the only guy that you look at and go, yes, they got Kirksey, and yes, they got Wagner. But Funchess is going to be a playmaker. If he can stay healthy, that's the biggest thing.
So, as Aaron Rodgers spoke the other day, I don't know what other people were thinking, because I know everybody's ears were on that presser, but I didn't expect him to come out with vitriol. I didn't expect him to come out angry. He came out honest. He said, look, I was a little bit surprised. He understands the situation. He knows what it is. But to think that he's not using this as some kind of a extra, just a little oomph motivationally, I think he'd be crazy, just knowing Aaron Rodgers and what he does. And if you want to take a terminology from, say, The Last Dance, he's got a list in his head of things that he keeps as slights. And my assumption is that he's going to come out as focused and as fired up and as physically and emotionally and healthy ready as he's been in a long time, right?
Well, it's like MJ when they asked him about, what gets you going for this one? And he just looked straight at the camera and said, Karl Malone, MVP. You know, he was mad. Yeah. He was mad that he didn't get it. And we've all been wrong. He's so cerebral and smart. And he's not going to say the wrong thing to fire people up. But he just got the little tweak in there. I wasn't necessarily thrilled that they moved up to take quarterback in the draft. But I understand, you know, the organization's position, where they are, and given my age. I guess the timing of it, when he states publicly he wants to play till 40, can he do it like Tom Brady? That remains to be seen. But given the position and the longevity that he has and his injury history and the fact that this kid now in his fourth year is going to be the same time when Aaron turns 40 years old, you know, that just do the math. You know, like something has to give at some point. But you know what? The organization as a whole, they've done a pretty good job of getting something for quarterbacks who have been developed, whether it's Mark Brunell, whether it's Matt Hasselbeck, whether it's they've had a history of guys that you thought, wow, this guy might be the next heir apparent, and then bye-bye, they go, and they get something for him. You know, Aaron Brooks. You know, there have been guys along the way, Ty Detmer. The list goes on and on and on. The quarterbacks you thought, okay, this is going to be the next guy, and then they're not, and the Packers end up getting something.
Talking with Bert Griffin, sports director for WFRV-TV, CBS 5 in Green Bay. So I want to go back to something you said, that you believe they were drafting because they didn't think there was going to be a season. Do you believe there's going to be an NFL season?
Gosh, you know what? This whole thing is such uncharted territory, and I think all it's going to take is one or two flare-ups. I mean, especially for an NBA team. Now, if they quarantine them, they put them in Vegas, or they put them in Orlando, or they do whatever, and they manage to squeeze out the playoffs, great. But the length of the NFL season, and I know even yesterday there was a story out there that they're looking at, you know, face masks with cloth and. But it's such a violent sport and the contact that goes with it. You know, let's say the Packers start 5-1 and all of a sudden mid-October, what if Aaron Rodgers gets the coronavirus? And then all of a sudden three, four other players on the team. And all of a sudden half of your starting lineup is out. And that's why you need to have depth. You need to have a Jordan Love or somebody you're truly confident in as your number two signal caller. My gut tells me at this point, I doubt it. I really doubt it. We'll see. You know, Wisconsin, we're the guinea pig. We saw everyone out in the, you know, this past weekend. They were all out in the bars and people were doing things, especially up here in Northeast Wisconsin. And 3 weeks from now, all of a sudden the hospitals and the cases go up, then we might see another shutdown. If yeah. everything stays status quo, then, all right, let's look at targeting a date for a training camp to begin.
Yeah, that's, I think, what a lot of people are holding their breath for is it's not so much this past week or weekend, it's in two weekends. And do we then see that flare up in the exponential explosion, if you will, of cases of coronavirus because people are now out, you know, socially hanging out again? And if so, do you see the sickness then go along with it and the inundation of the medical system? Well, at that point in time, yeah, I think then we're talking about some really serious issues that are much, much bigger than sports.
Yeah, and look, I mean, next to Milwaukee, I mean, Brown County has been the biggest, has had the most cases in the state of Wisconsin. We had the meatpacking plants, we had the, and Yellowstone prisons. Now, those can skew the numbers depending on the county, but, I mean, I drove around, our news director, I'm like, you know, on our way back from work and said, you know, hey, why don't you take a spin, or actually our assignment manager, and I drove past some of these places, and half of them were still closed. The other half, it was business as usual on Friday and Saturday night. And so nobody knows. My gut tells me games like baseball and golf and NASCAR, they can go on and do it without the fans, and you still have the TV contracts. But football, hockey, and basketball, I mean, players are all over each other, right in each other's faces. And if it's spread, you know, droplets from the mouth, and, I mean, linemen are smashing into each other at, you know, violent capacities, I don't know. I really just don't know.
So when you're out driving around, how many did you have?
No, you know what, though? It was funny. It was more of the rural places around here, not in town. It was surprising. And a couple of them, the parking lots were full. And I didn't go in then, but I drove past, and then I told our camera guy, hey, let's stop by this place. This one's not, nope, there's nothing over here. And again, nobody knows what the real answer is. And what do you do? Do you want to stay in fear? Do you want to open up? Do you want to have your own personal choice to stay home while everyone else does whatever? The saying, okay, I'm wearing the mask for you. I'm not wearing it for me. I don't know. I prefer to err on the side of caution. But the sports world will be forever changed. I mean, like, how are we going to do our jobs? Are the Packers going to now control the message, and everything's at the podium, and everything's a pool camera, and you and I are not allowed in the stadium? Or then just one of us are, but we're sitting 6 feet apart in the press box. You know, I don't know.
Yeah. It's fluid, as they say, because nobody knows until we finally get there. Burke, it's always a pleasure, buddy. Enjoy the commentary. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Absolutely, big unit.
Appreciate it, buddy. Talk to you soon. Burke Griffin, sports director for WFRV-TV, CBS5 in Green Bay. He's joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them. Look, if you're looking for a job right now, and many of you are, that's a great way to join a new team. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.